Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Espresso. So grateful that you have chosen to listen to this podcast. I'm excited about today's episode because it's something that I probably get a little bit ranty about, and I'm a bit excited about that because I always feel like when I'm really passionate about a subject, it's going to be much better to listen to because I'm going to give you some solid advice. So today I am focusing on, and you would have seen it by the podcast episode name, I am focusing on algorithm chasing. So many business owners I know fall into this trap of how do I hack the algorithm? And the interesting thing about this is because I see all these Instagram social media marketers and even like LinkedIn experts, and wherever there's a social media program or a social media channel, there is 1,000% an expert that wants to tell you all about how you're not doing it right and all about how you have to be doing this to hack the algorithm. And I call bullshit. At the end of the day, the only people that really understand how these algorithms work are the people that work in the businesses and work on those algorithms. Sure, they can give us little snippets. They can tell us little things about what we can be doing in order to, you know, get more exposure, get greater engagement, all of these things. But I think the trick is actually in the fact that no one really knows. So every single time you see someone, you know, saying, oh, you know, I've got the secret way to get more engagement on Instagram, or I've got the secret way to get more engagement on LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter. Twitter doesn't even exist anymore. X. You know, wherever it is that your ideal client is and you've done the research. Yes, you've done the research and you've gone, that's the platform. That's where I know my ideal client is. I know how much time and energy I'm going to spend a week there because I have a structured approach to this social media thing. And it's not just going to be a throw shit at a wall and hope something sticks. You're being strategic about it. That's when you can go, okay, cool. What features does the app have that I know that at the end of the day, the creators of the app are going to want me to be using these features? And that, my friends, is the best algorithm chasing you can do. If you are using the features they are giving you, if you are being social on that app, that's really all you need to know. There are no hack the systems. And anyone that's telling you that there's a hack the system, they're probably doing it because they're marketing their own business. They get something out of you for thinking that they know something you don't know. The reality is they only know, say, if they've grown their own account, they know what they did. But I'm guaranteeing you all that they did, that mastery, that trickery, is that they just used the features and they were on there an unhealthy amount. But if your clients are there and you know that there's the opportunity to make a lot of money on these apps and you've done the research, as I said, 100% there is reason to be there. But I want you to stop thinking that this algorithm chasing is the key to you making a $1 million business or $2 million or $10 million or $20 million, wherever you are in your business now, because social media has its limits. There is only so much you can actually achieve on that platform. It is one channel. And as much as you have all these, you know, and I did the episode and go back and listen to it about the TikTok influencer that I thought he was incredibly misleading because the average business owner cannot be putting that amount of time and energy and money into one channel where they're not going to be seeing that kind of return investment. So algorithm chasing, it's something that will completely suck you dry. It will drain your energy. It will have you sitting in comparisonitis. It will have you questioning absolutely everything that you think that you know about business because there's so much noise around it. And there's so much noise around it because it's lucrative, because we all want to know how to hack. We don't want to have to sit and like I spoke about this in one of my latest episodes about this discipline, about this understanding that when we are marketing organically, it takes time. All of us want the weight loss pill. All of us want that easy get to this stage. And unfortunately, the businesses that succeed, it's because they've built foundations. It's not because they've tried to hack. That the minute that we try to hack things is the minute that we're going to build a business that lasts, doesn't have longevity, because we haven't done it from a foundational point of view. We haven't built it up over time. We've done the weight loss pill. And anyone that's ever done shake diets, weight loss pills, and please, weight loss industry, don't come after me. But at the end of the day, we know those people gain the weight back. And it's the same in your business, right? You implement all of this stuff. You hack the system. It's going to come back to bite you on the ass. And it's like people that back in the day when SEO was a big thing, right? It still is. But back in the day when it was the new shiny thing like social media is now, people wanted to know how to hack Google. And those people that figured it out, they're all now sitting on the last page of Google because Google said, you shall not hack us. And, you know, reprimanded anyone that did try to cheat the system and wasn't just organic and honest with how they were going to get their SEO. They at the end of the day, Google wanted to provide user experience. The algorithms are the same. They want to provide people with user experience. They keep coming back. Remember, their businesses too. I think we forget this and we think that they're there doing us a service. Not at all. We are doing them a service by existing on their platform. Don't ever forget that. And the people that are making money off telling you how to use the platform, they've done great guns out of it. They are the weight loss pill creators of our generation, you know, of the social media. And, you know, I just want you to bring it back and know that if you're doing the right things, the right activities that are congruent with your brand, and you've really thought through a strategy and you know what you're doing, that is the winning recipe. That is the thing that will get you Michelin star. That is the thing. It's not the hacking. It's not the three easy steps too. Unfortunately, if you're serious about your business and you're serious about the longevity of your business, algorithm hacking ain't going to help you. And if you want to get past those statistics that we have in Australia, yeah, you got to be in it for the long haul. And the reality is people that have built their businesses based solely on Instagram or TikTok or LinkedIn even, they have huge risk. Because if those platforms, you know, we know that they're all doing ethically a few dodgy things. So the reality is in a world where we're being opened up to more and more information and we're becoming more and more conscious about where we spend our money and how we spend our time based on how the people that create the businesses behind that and what they do with their time and money and their billions. I think it's a really interesting time to be investing a lot of money, putting all your eggs in one basket. So that is where I'm going to leave it today. Do not algorithm chase. Remember that people only know what the platforms tell you, and they want you to use the platform the way they want it to be used to keep people on there. So they're telling you and drip feeding you information that's beneficial for them. Leaving it there. Have a really great week, guys. If you haven't already, subscribe to the potty, leave me a review, leave me a rating, say hey. I would love to hear from you. If you have anything that you want me to cover off, be sure to reach out, tell me what it is, and we can workshop it together even. That would be exciting because you can actually work with me. Find all those details in my show notes and have a really great week, guys. Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.